What's up? It's Robert Kelly. Doing another fucking podcast. A little White Stripe Rag and Bone off the Icky Thumb. Fucking love the White Stripes. Big fan. Hanging out here in the hotel. It's 12:58 in the AM in Toledo. Tonight, fuck, I'm going to be talking about some bullshit. We got the UFC fight coming up this Saturday night. Chuck Liddell against Rich Franklin. And Mirko Krokop against fucking Barry. Actually pretty cool. And actually the UFC, the Ultimate Fighter finale Saturday night free before the main event, which is kind of cool on Spike. I love when they do that. I love when they put free shit on Spike before the main event. Not that I'm going to be even around to fucking see this shit, because I'm going to fucking be doing shows as usual. I feel like every time they have UFC events, I'm fucking in some crazy ass place doing some fucking nutty show. So we'll be talking about that. What else? Boston show. Me yapping about that. That was a fucking blast. And I got some questions. And I wrote fucking Nancy Grace. I'm going to be talking about Nancy Grace and fucking Vandersloot. All this fucking bullshit for around 20 minutes or so for the fucking podcast. I'm all by myself tonight. Nobody's up. It's just me. I'm doing this in my little fucking room here. Fucking naked on the bed. I'm nude. And I'm lying on my belly. I have one knee fucking bent and one leg straight, which in a weird way opens up my asshole to the AC that's blowing right now. And it's cooling off my butt and my balls. Why I fucking let you in on that, I have no idea. But who gives a shit? Who gives a fuck? I just got done working out. I was down in the gym. I did 55 minutes on the treadmill and some curls. And what's fucked up, I haven't worked out, man, since Cleveland. I was in Cleveland, I don't know how many fucking weeks ago or months ago, whatever. I was in Cleveland. I actually had got my shit back together as far as working out. I worked out every day in Cleveland, ate like a fucking champion in Cleveland. And it was so weird, man, being in Cleveland. The shows were fucking great. It seems like a fucking year ago, but it was only like a month or two. I don't know how long ago, maybe 2 months ago, a month and a half. But I was working out great, unfucking believable. Every day, I felt great. I was in that hotel. The Arcade, which is like the first indoor mall in the country. And man, it was fucking crazy. It was crazy. And then I went to Dallas the next week, and I haven't worked out really since. And I've been eating like a fucking savage the last few weeks. The non-smoking really is fucking with me. Really fucking bad. Crazy fucking with me. I mean, I got so much stress in my life, and I'm usually alone on the road. I got nobody out here to fucking yap to, especially, like, you know, that's why I'm doing this fucking podcast, you know, just so I can talk to myself without it being fucking me being a mental patient and having to fucking, you know, check myself into a fucking hospital. But yeah, I'm out here fucking alone, and you get all this anxiety and stress waking up every day, going to do radio, you know, going in and doing a radio show that you don't know the guys, you don't know what the fuck to expect, and you gotta be funny, and you gotta be fucking interesting, and you gotta be honest, and, you know, or it's just gonna suck, and you gotta sell tickets. And I ain't shit, man, I ain't shit. You know, I've been on a bunch of things, and people might know me if they hear me or whatever, but you know, man, I'm in fucking Toledo Nobody fucking knows me in Toledo, man. I've never fucking even been here, so... you know, when you get all that stress and you got no... All the shit I used to do, man, the fucking drinking and drugging, which I haven't done in years, but, you know, the sex and the fucking banging hookers and broads, or even the hunt of that, not even doing it, the hunt of finding a massage parlor would take up the day or relieve stress. And then smoking cigarettes, man. Smoking was a fucking, it just relieved everything. Really. Just fucking cool ass, goddamn stress reliever, and I don't got it anymore. So I've been trying to hold on, man. So I think that I might have it back in control. And anybody who's losing weight, anybody who's lost weight, anybody who's quit smoking, God, man, just fucking hang in there. Hang the fuck in there. I refuse to give up. I refuse to give into it. I can't fucking do it, so... It's driving me mad, and it's affecting relationships in my life, because I'm snapping on people. I'm snapping on fucking everybody. Everybody annoys me. Everybody's fucking... It's like crazy conspiracy theories now with all the stress and fucking craziness. But I'm going to fight it through. I'm going to fuck it. It's not going to get me. So, went to the gym tonight. Back in it, been eating good since I got here, which is great. Some fish and fucking deli meats and, you know, some fucking crazy nuts and shit like that. So that's good. Even though it's the first day of fucking many again, it's gonna take a while to lose all this weight. It's gonna take at least 5-6 months, which sucks, but fuck it. That's my life. Ah, man, you know, coming here after being... And Boston was... I'll talk about Boston for a second, man. I love, you know, my fans in Beantown. I actually have some emails from some people, which I'll get to right now. We got question one from... I don't know who the fuck this is from. You'll know who it is once you hear your question. I was wondering, do you have a huge following in Boston that comes out to see you each time you return home? It must be awesome to return to where you started. Someday I plan to see you live in Boston. How cool would that be? Cool. Yeah, I have a fucking... You know, man, it's weird. When I used to play the Comedy Connection Faneuil Hall... I used to pack up the room. It was a 400-seat room, and I'd pack it up, and at least 3 out of the 4 shows that I do there, I'd do the Colloons and pack it up, and, you know, it was cool. It was really cool. I could go back home and really, number one, make a lot of money, because I make money at those shows on the people that buy tickets. So if people don't buy tickets, I ain't making money, and I ain't coming back. That's the one thing that, you know, people don't realize is that, you know, yeah, you could like me and fucking support me or like my comedy, but if you don't show up when I'm in town, then, and you know, bring friends and come to the show and, you know, I don't get to come back, man. It's just a wrap. You know, if the club owners aren't making money, then you ain't coming back. And that's just the way the fuck it is. It doesn't matter who likes you or who doesn't. I didn't sell out last time. It's, you know, I should have fucking sold big. You know, I was in Boston New Year's Eve with Dane. I killed it. I always fucking kill it in Beantown. I always fucking bring it in Beantown. And, you know, I've been going there for years. And I don't know, man. I know that Conan O'Brien was next door Friday and Saturday night. You know, it was kind of fucked up, you know. I thought I would sell the place out. I should sell out the Wilbur Theater. I think it's 1,700 seats. I should sell it out. I should have 1,700 fans. But no, I didn't. But it was a great show. I loved all the fucking the people came out. I really appreciate it, you know. And people that came out have seen me 5-6 times, which is crazy. I mean, that's a fan, man. That's what I'm talking about. Those are the people that make you big. Those are the people that fucking make you successful, you know? The people that just keep coming out to see you and keep coming out to support your comedy and bringing other people out and telling people about you and spreading the fucking word. You know, if your fans do that and you deliver all the time, then it should help. You know what I mean? It should get you to where you need to go. You know, sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, I know Conan was in town. That was a fuck. I mean, a lot of people were walking by fucking, hey, Robert Kelly, blah, blah, and I was like, fuck you. But I was just kidding, you know. What are you going to do, man? It was a bad night. Conan O'Brien, the fucking Celtics. I don't know, man. Yeah, it fucking sucks, to be honest with you. It sucks. I wish that, you know, I did sell it out. So, but I do have a I wouldn't say huge following because, you know, you got Dane selling out fucking the Garden. You got fucking other comics walking in there selling out the place. Aziz selling out fucking show after show. And all these other comics that aren't even from Boston selling the place out. I don't know. I don't know. So I do have a following. I don't know if it's huge. But I love them to death. I'd fucking do anything for other people that do come out. And it is cool to go home and do shows. I do love it. I really do love it. Question number two. I was looking at your upcoming performances. Are you shunning the West Coast? No, not at all, man. It's just that there's no comedy clubs in the West Coast. I do Sacramento, which I love. Favorite club. One of my favorite clubs in the country. Punchline. Punchline San Francisco is my favorite club in the country as far as road gigs. I love both of those places. Both of the people that I do the shows for are fucking Abe over at Sac and fucking Molly and over at San Fran. I love them. Great. And that's about it, dude. There's nothing else on the West Coast. There's Breyer and Irvine, but they don't fuck with me, man. They do not fuck with me. Those improvs do not fucking make me nothing. They don't want anything to do with me, bro. So, there's nothing I can do. Again, if the people don't come when I went there to Breyer, then I don't go back. They don't invite. No, last time he was here, he didn't sell. So, blah, blah, blah. Unless they can give the farm away and pay me shit money and just give all the tickets away and just make their money on booze and alcohol, which they do, you know, sometimes. You know, there's a lot of clubs I come to, man, and I'd be better off staying in the city to make money. But I'm coming out to these clubs to fucking see fans and, you know, do my show and bring my stuff, you know, bring my comedy out here so people can see what the fuck I got. So I'm not shunning the West Coast at all. I would love to do more shows out there. It's just, there's nothing going on, brother. Oh, actually, this is a girl, I think. Yeah, Kristen in Sacramento. Sacramento, you know I come there, baby. It's just I come there once a year. You know, once a year. Oh, I didn't even read the rest. Abe, yeah, you love Abe too. All right, cool. I hear you. All right, we're gonna go to I'm gonna go back to another question, Alex. I remember a couple years ago when Crow Cop and Chuck were at the top of their game. Wouldn't it be awesome to finally see them fight after all this talk about them fighting with when Cropa was at Pride? Yeah. I don't know if I'd want to see Crow Cop. I wouldn't want to see Crow Cop and Chuck fight. I really don't want to see that shit. I want to see fucking Chuck fight Rich. I really wanted to see him fight Tito. But now I really do want to see him fight Rich. And then I want to see him fight Tito. Chuck looks amazing. Chuck, I've never seen Chuck this shredded. I've never seen Chuck this fucking determined. That new girlfriend of his is the best thing that's ever happened to him. Vegetarian and fucking in shape. He is not partying. He is eating right, working out, and fucking has his head on straight. And Chuck is, you know, come on. If you don't like Chuck, if you don't like watching him fight, if you don't like the way he fights, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. And to have him kind of be back on a course and even actually a better road than he was before is kind of exciting to see. But I love Rich Franklin, too. I've grown to like him. You know, his determination. I mean, he got his belt taken away, and then he got beat up again by the guy who fucking took it, man, and beat bad. And Rich Franklin, man, he was the poster boy for UFC. I mean, he was a teacher and math teacher. And now, you know, it's just, I don't know, man. It's going to be a great fight. I just hope that Franklin's game plan isn't, you know, take him down and fucking ground and pound or whatever bullshit. I hope they fight it out. And then you got Barry and Krokop fighting, which is the fight I would love to see, which I want to see. Those two fucking axe murderers, those two fucking tree choppers, those legs they have. Did you see Barry's legs? Barry really excites me, man. And I didn't even know he had a black mom until the countdown or whatever it was. I mean, he's funny. He's got a good heart. He's got a great story. And he's got fucking, you know, his personality's great, man. The fact that he had no money and he didn't fucking borrow it and he just fucking took the hit, man. That was some, when somebody can do something or say something, like, he had no money and he said, instead of, you know, have being picked up and taken care of, to hit bottom and pull yourself back up, you know, that. And then he fucking got fight of the night and knockout of the night, and then he won his fight and he got all his money, man. That's some fucking Disney shit right there, bro. You know, and he cried. I mean, dude, that's some emotional shit, bro. I watched that shit and you can't help but like him. You can't help but like Pat Barry. And he's a monster. He's a fucking monster in there. Just him and Krokop going at it. I feel bad, man. I feel bad. I think Krokop's going to get his fucking head knocked in. Both fights are going to be exciting. But to answer your question, no, I would not want to see Chuck Liddell and fucking what's-his-name fight and Krokop fight. I want to see the fights that are actually happening, which it's going to be great. And I think it's in Vancouver, right? Which is one of my favorite cities on the planet fucking Earth. Vancouver, T-Dot, Montreal. Love Canada. Can't wait to go there. Montreal Comedy Festival, nasty show. So if you guys are listening to this up in Montreal, I'm coming. And I can't wait. It's going to be a fucking blast. I can't wait. I wish I was up there for the full 2 weeks. But a week is plenty for me. Next one. Hi, I met you Thursday at the Comedy Connection. Thursday Comedy Connection was the Providence Comedy Connection, which was one of my favorite shows of the last fucking, Jesus Christ, I would say last year. Thursday night of the Comedy Connection Providence was amazing. I had a blast. And I don't know what it was, man. That crowd, they were all fans. You guys were all there to see me. And you allowed me to fucking just, that's the one thing, man, about fame. It's like famous comics are allowed to get up there and fuck off. Because everybody there is paying to see you. You know, Thursday night, you guys all came to see me. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. And Saturday night, too. And Friday night, too, at the Hookie Lau. But Thursday night, man, you guys really, I really fucking let me stretch my wings, man. And I was a blast there. You know, it's like these clubs, Toledo, tonight, nobody even fucking knows me, man. I mean, which is cool. But, you know, I'm just fucking... Tonight's crowd was cool, and they let me do my thing. I actually didn't ask, you know, I just did my thing, and it was cool, but the check spot, and the fucking loud, and they don't care, and they don't give a fuck. And, you know, it's like, that's the type of shit on the road you have to overlook, you know? And again, it's like, I'm by myself, man. I don't have an entourage. I don't have a security guy. I don't bring my opener. It's me. And when the fucking table to the left is just fucking shit-faced and talking, you know, I'm done. I'm done with it, man. I'm done with fucking just talk. I don't give a shit. I got jokes that can just bowl over people, and that's what I'm going to do on the road from now on. You know, if you're not there to fucking see me, if you're not there to listen, then I'm just fucking, I'll just do jokes off my old CD. I'll throw my new ones in, try to work on some shit, and if it doesn't happen, so be it. I'll just fucking move the fuck on. But anyways, back to the Comedy Connection. I was so happy when you told me you still weren't smoking. I totally forgot to ask you the question. How do I get a no cupcake shirt? I have the cupcake shirt. These are the shirts that I have. You know, I'm not selling them online or anything. It was kind of like somebody sent me an email that they wanted to, you know, do some shirts for me. So I said, fuck it. And my wife came up with the, you know, she loves that joke. And she came up with the fucking logo, you know, fucking a cupcake with the fucking slash through it. And I literally drew it right on my iPad and then fucking made the shirts and brought them to Boston. So I think the only way you'll be able to get them for right now is at a live show. So if I'm, I brought them here to Toledo, which was a fucking stupid move. I brought, you know, not a lot, but I don't like selling shit after a show. And fucking, I brought them. My wife got me to fucking bring them, and nobody even bought them. It's like fucking nobody, you know, not a fans of mine. So I wish I had them online for you, but I don't. But as soon as I do, I will let you know. All right? And that was a cool picture of me and you, by the way. All right, Tracy? But keep in touch with that. If you see me coming around again, I'll probably have them with me. I'll make sure I tell me and I'll bring them. Marcel, do you think when all the gay people moved into your neighborhood, they planted all the jizz trees to enjoy their favorite smell? You fucking idiot. No, it's the jizz trees were there before. Maybe the jizz trees makes gay people. Do you ever think of that? Eric Price, you email me all the time and I delete. I never, ever, if you're listening, I never, ever open up one of your emails. Fucking, I delete you every time. You are a piece of shit. And if I ever meet you in life, I hope you fucking fall into my fist. Fucking piece of shit. I delete you every time. That didn't even make sense, but I'm tired. I fucking hate Eric Price, whoever he is. So, listen, Marcel, no, I don't think that. The jizz trees have been around for many years. Now, dude. We talked about the UFC. We talked about fucking all the other shit. About Boston. Boston was a fucking blast, man. I love the Wilbur Theater. I love the Comedy Connection in Rhode Island. I even like the Hooky Lau. A lot of fans came out to the Hooky Lau, man. You know who you are. A lot of sexy fans, too. Shit, if I was fucking... goddamn. But, anyways, I love coming home to Beantown. I wish I could just do one show instead of spreading it out so we could all just go to one place. But it is what it is, you know? And the Bill Blumenreich and his daughter and his son treat me well. They really treat me well. I love it. So, you know, I really appreciate all you motherfuckers that came out and saw me. I really do. God damn, it was a fucking good time. And the show at the Wilbur was fun, man. I had a blast. I just goofed off. And you guys want to see the owner of the Wilbur, the Comedy Connection Boston, if you go to my Facebook, and if you don't know what that is, just go to my website, robertkellylive.com, and my Facebook little link is up there. Go to it and scroll down on my page. The Robert Kelly, what the fuck, this is just makes me laugh, the owner of the Comedy Connection Boston. That's him at the Celtics games. He's at all the Celtics games, and he wears the stupid hat behind the three announcers. He had the Frank Caliendo hat. It just makes me laugh every time I fucking see it. He's just out of his mind. They really do treat me good. I had a fucking blast there. So here we are. I don't know what this fucking Joe Love Buzz. I don't even know what the fuck it means, but I should delete you because if I don't understand you. You know, I deleted a fucking bunch of, blocked and deleted a bunch of people from Facebook and Twitter. If I ever did that to somebody that didn't deserve it, that was fucking around or was misunderstood, I apologize. You can always kind of get back on if you explain yourself. But if like I said, man, if you don't put smiley face or if you're just being a dick every time you post something or you're just trying to fucking get a fucking chuckle out of your friends or fucking just by being a cocksucker, you fuck yourself. You're getting blocked. I have enough negativity in my life. I have enough fucked up shit that goes on, enough people against me to have people fucking supposedly being my fans, leaving me stupid shit. If it's funny, fine. I fucking love it. If it's not, and you're just a dickhead, and then you're not a fan and you're out. But if I sometimes I fuck up and I delete the wrong people, and I do apologize for that. I actually deleted a douchebag last week because he was just on my page fucking with fans of mine, and he got in touch with the fan that he was fucking with, this girl, and she asked me to put him back in because he had cancer and he was a big fan and he was dying and but all this shit, and she felt bad, and I think he called her a cum dumpster, and but he was actually lying about the cancer too, so I should actually put him back in and unblock him just because he lied about having cancer. Funny. Who lies about having leukemia? Fucking jackass. Man, I'd love to do a TV show about the fucking crappy shit side of comedy, man. Because there's so much fucking shit. There's so much fucking shit in this goddamn business. It really is. But anyways, fucking Nancy Grace. I can't tell you how much I love Nancy Grace. If you don't know who Nancy Grace is, she's on the headline news. She always covers the children missing, Casey Anthony. Now she's all over the Vandersloot case. Natalie Holloway, she was all over that when it came out. She has this fucking crazy eyebrows, this fucking pointy nose and pointy lips. She's just a fucking crazy southern cunt. That's all I can say, but she's just an angry fuck you with the southern accent. And you know, and then if you bring up, if a fan calls in and says how much talks about her babies, or you talk about the fucking troops, she turns into the most angelic, angel, soft, beautiful human being I've ever listened to. You have to listen to her. She's on at night. I forget what channel it is. It is Nancy Grace. YouTuber, Googler. She fucking is just the most evil, wretched. Just cunt. She used to be a defense attorney, and now she's got her own show. She knows all the scumbag moves of lawyers, and she has all these lawyers on. She's always on the side of right, and she's just a fucking fuck you. But if you bring up her kids, if you bring up her the troops, she becomes the most gentle soul on the planet Earth. And it just makes me laugh. And plus, she does reveal a lot of shit. She harps on some shit. She won't let it go. When all the other news stations let the story go about a missing kid or a dead kid or this Vandersloot shit, Natalie Hollow, she will not let it go. Every day, she's on it. And I like that. Casey Anthony, every day she was on that psycho mom who killed her daughter. That fucking lunatic. Oh my God. If you don't know about her, Google that bitch. Casey Anthony killed her little kid. God, put her in a trunk. Then fucking wrapped her head up in tape. Put a fucking heart sticker on her mouth and threw her in a fucking garbage bag. And hucked her in the woods. Fuck me. This lying bitch. Well, she went out drinking and dancing. Oh God. But Nancy Grace is one of my favorite people to watch late night when I'm just sitting in that bed. I can't fall asleep. So, anyways, I'm doing all this on my iPad. The iPad is the most incredible fucking device ever. If you have a chance to get one, you don't need the 3G. I have the 3G, and I got the unlimited 3G, unlimited data plan. There's no reason to get it now because just fucking 250 megabytes for $15 is useless. You'll go through it in 2 days. Not even a day you'll go through that. Two gigabytes, you'll be gone. Trust me, just gone. Get the Wi-Fi. get the Wi-Fi, just Wi-Fi. And if you're with Sprint, get that new EVO phone, and you can use that as a hub for iPads. Go to Sprint, and for $60 a month, get the Wi-Fi hub. Fuck AT&T. Listen to me. Fuck them. Don't get 3G. I got it because I got the unlimited data. You ain't going to get that. And you're going to spend $60 a month anyways. Okay? Just get the Wi-Fi and use the Wi-Fi. Whenever you're at the Starbucks, at work, all these fucking places have Wi-Fi. And if you need to have the 3G, go to Sprint and get the Wi-Fi hub or get the new Sprint phone if you're with Sprint. And I'm sure once the new iPhone comes out, they'll be able to tether it and you'll be able to use the iPad with the new iPhone. But do not fuck with the plan. Do not fuck with that plan. Please. What else, man? I got this. The iPad, man, is the most amazing device I've ever had. I draw on it. I fucking check. All my news is on it. All my mail, my music, all my movies and TV shows, the comic book app. I have apps to help me sleep at night. A great app that I got because I have a hard time. It's called Positivity. It helps you sleep at night. It like tells you to control your breathing and breathe. You know, concentrate on your breathing in and out. And I mean, I've slept. I go right out with this fucking app, Positivity. It's called. You can get it for your iPhone and you can get it for your iPad. It's amazing if you have a hard time going to sleep. It just kind of settles your brain down. Another app I got that was pretty for tech junkies. It's called Tech Junkies. Great app. And another news feed, it's called Pulse. It was actually, Pulse was taken off the App Store for iPad because it has the RSS feed of the New York Times and they complained about it. But they fucking took it off for a day and put it back on, which is great. Great app. Really good app, Pulse. Fucking love it. There's another app out there that I wanted to talk about that's fucking amazing. It's a really cool app. It's called Tap 11. And if anybody out there uses Twitter or Facebook, you know I use Xanel to put shit up there. And some of you guys can't click on my Xanel links, but fucking too bad. Sorry. This Tap 11 is through Xanel, and it actually gives you statistics and charts and stats on how many clicks you got, if you put a photo or a video up there, how many people viewed it, how many people clicked on it, how many people retweeted. It's pretty cool app. If you're in the business of knowing who's fucking with your tweets and what people like and what people don't like, this Tap 11 is pretty badass. It lets you know what's popular, what people like that you're tweeting, what people don't like, and when you're fucking hot. So I really like apps to stay away from. I'll tell you right now, Photo Ripper, Finger Design, stink. Photo Gene, amazing. Photopad, fucking amazing. Love it. There's a couple more apps. I'm going to go over apps next time I do a podcast for the iPad and for the one of my favorite apps. I'll talk about it next time. It's called Rehearsal. I'll let you guys know about that next time because I got to wrap this up. I usually try to keep these podcasts to 20 minutes. This is 35 minutes right now. Anyways, UFC this week, Saturday night. I'm in fucking Toledo. Back on the fucking working out. I'm going to be working out every day. And eating right. Trying to get back on the path. Not smoking. Still. All alone. In fucking Toledo. Holy fucking Toledo. That's about it. I might do another one this weekend. So pass this shit on to your fucking friends. And know that I'm still in the same position, on my belly, naked. My big fucking, just, like, donkey sack is just mush. My balls are so mushy and big lately and hot, I actually pissed on my nuts the other day. Like when I was taking a piss, I was sitting down, taking a shit and pissing, and I pissed all over my nuts. That's how droopy and saggy my nuts have been lately. I gotta get up early to do some fucking radio, I think. I don't even know what the fuck's going on. There's like 90 people that fucking run this club, and I have no idea if I'm doing radio. So far, Toledo Funny Bone, tonight's show, pretty good. Had a blast. Hopefully this weekend will be better. If you're coming, email me, rkfan@robertkellylive.com. Make sure you join my mailing list on my website. That'd be really fucking... If you're not a member and you're listening to this shit, go to my website, put your email address in, pick your town, so that when I'm coming back, when I'm coming through, I can let you know. Or join my Say Now. That number is on my website too, robertkellylive.com. That's about it, man. So, I'm out.
I want to talk to you.
The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears. I promise you it won't happen again.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try? I try to be like Grace Kelly.